Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, what is going on, Faithful? I wanted to jump on. I'm actually in the Vegas airport heading home today. Found this little kind of corner nook somewhat away from people, so I apologize for like the sideline chatter and stuff that's going to be going on. But I wanted to jump on and just kind of talk a little bit about how the 49ers draft went. You know, we're done. We finished the entire, you know, it's over. We've got undrafted free agents being signed, all those different things. But there were definitely some themes that I wanted to jump on. And, you know, as I've seen on Twitter and kind of all the different things and, you know, narratives that are being put out there, let me just say this, and I think this is very, very important. It's okay to be upset about the way the draft went for your team. It's okay to think, oh, it's a reach or, you know, whatever, or a steal. It doesn't really matter. But the one thing that I will say is, you cannot say a player was not a good pick if you've never seen him play. Now, I'm not here to say, like, oh, it's only tape grinders or whatever that, like, jump on and they're the only ones that know. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is you got to at least look at what it is. You know, I put this up on Twitter that, you know, to say, you know, give the 49ers, say they had a terrible draft or it's the worst draft ever or any of that BS, and you haven't watched any of the players actually play college football, like you haven't watched any of their things, that's crazy to me. Like, I just don't get it. You know, I put it on there like this. It's the equivalent of leaving a bad review for a restaurant and you didn't even try the food. Like, you at least got to go see what's up there. Now, are there certain positional values that the 49ers missed? Yes, 100%. And so that is a legit critique. And, you know, taking running back in the third. Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll jump on that. Oh, what's up, Clayton? Just want to say thanks to the freaking awesome Canadian Clayton and his son Raleigh for helping the production. Man, this week was such a great success here in Vegas. The relationships that were built in the community that was, you know, brought together. Thank you, Clayton. And just so many different people that came together and just had a blast. Man, 4 days straight. A lot of work. I think we were live like 11 hours. Those first 2 days was incredible. Now, and I'm going to be honest with you, you know, back to understanding the draft, I have not watched all these players. So I didn't break down any Fordham tape. And I don't think many people have. Am I going to? Yeah, you bet your ass I am. And of course, this is the best time to go over to our Patreon. Just type on Patreon 49ers, join us there, because you're going to get way too much tape. And that's a good thing. So we're going to learn everything we can about these guys, the insides, the outs, all that, you know. But again, what I wanted for here is just to kind of provide a shell or a cover over the narrative of, you know, what this class creates and what it looks like. And oh man, I love this, Dan. He says, John, you interrupted my Drake Jackson highlight viewing. And let me tell you this, go watch highlights. Go get excited. That is a beautiful thing. That's part of being a fan. That's beautiful. But Dan, he's a wonderful supporter of the show. I just want to say thank you for everything. He's going to highlights are great. The tape is where you got to go eventually to film. And I'm going to bring all that for you. I'm going to cut it up for you. I'm going to tell you what's good, what's bad, all that stuff. So stay tuned for that. Here we go. Let's talk about this. And, you know, because we can talk about the draft. You know, we can break it up into days. We talk about undrafted free agents, which, again, like, this is the thing. Thank you, MK. He says, I cannot believe we got Wes as an undrafted free agent. I was having a meltdown when we took Kalia over him in round six. Yeah, if we would have drafted Donovan West in the third round, everybody would have said, oh, that's a solid pick. All right, we're going to be fine. Developmental center, we'll be good, all that kind of stuff. But no, we got him for free. We got him for free. And he's not the only undrafted free agent that we got that's a stud. Leon O'Neal, who the 49ers met with twice as a safety slash special teamer. Jason Poe, offensive guard out of Mercer, who I really, 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 really like. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of other two wide receivers that I've seen before that I thought did really, really well. So there's a lot there, and you gotta grade it all as a whole. You can't just – if you buy a hamburger, you can't just say, you know, the meat or whatever. No, you don't – you eat it all together. And so now, are the undrafted free agents going to start or whatever? Probably not. But there are more starters in the NFL that are undrafted free agent than first-round draft picks. That's just the craziness that it is because the numbers, right? So, you know, we draft nine guys. I think we've signed pretty close to 15 or 16 undrafted free agents. So I think that's it. Tommy, yes, I'm still in Vegas, about to fly home. I have six bags of luggage. I kind of felt like a prima donna a little bit, just, you know, all the stuff that we brought for the production and, you know, whatever. So I got six bags, man. I am, it's getting there. That was a fun one paying that bill, but that's okay. So let's go back to this. Let's talk about the running back, okay? Tyrion, you know, Davis Price, LSU, he's a big guy. Why would we draft a running back in the third round? Let's talk about it two different ways. Number one, I think this is how Kyle and John see it. That pick, okay, we got a free one right after it, okay? And here's what I mean by that. The 93rd pick was ours. That was a third-round pick. The 105 pick was that we took next, that we took with Danny Gray. That was a comp pick. And so the way that they saw it was, hey, we have a free pick. How did we get that comp pick? That's when Mike McDaniel went and got hired as a coach. And so it's just an extra dart throw. And again, trying to understand this thing, not from ESPN's point of view or NFL Network's point of view, from the 49ers front office point of view. This offense died last year whenever running backs got hurt. It died. What was the solution? Deebo. Once you put Deebo back there and Elijah Mitchell, then you had that 1-2 punch that was just killer. And then even in the, you know, postseason, whenever teams started doing the six-man fronts, look at Green Bay, couldn't do anything offensively. You look at the Rams game, couldn't do anything offensively. And so you have to be able to run the ball. And with all the Deebo stuff going on, you need insurance on that. If, let's say, you sign Deebo to a contract extension, and on top of that, he doesn't what's it called? I got dog food in my bag over here. The police dog just came over to sniff that. Sorry about that. That was awesome. But anyway, it's weird. But the idea is this. If Deebo does sign his extension, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some contractual limitations to, okay, he's going to get three carries a game per average, whatever else. You're not going back to that Deebo nine carry a game stuff. That was an anomaly. Now, maybe in the playoffs you can do something like that, but you can't rely on that. And Shanahan does not trust these running backs. Even, you know, I was pretty shocked when they signed Jeff Wilson, because he didn't get one touch in his last five games he played in. Not one touch. He got some snaps. They like him. Pass catching is great. Pass blocking is great. All those things. You can't have a running back that you won't give the ball to five games in a row. That is not acceptable. And then again, you're sticking with this idea of Tyrion Davis Price. Amazing pass protector. That's what he does better or as well as others. That's kind of the thing on what stood out to his tape. Again, I always try to find, like, what is something special about this player above the other people in the class? His was pass pro. Pass pro, big body dude. So is this going to be something that's going to help Trey Lance? I think it could be. Do I like this pick? Would I have made that pick? No, I would not have. But I was telling everybody for a very, very long time, that I could see the 49ers drafting running back early. That's why I kept doing all those running back breakdowns. Now, I wanted it to be James Cook. It wasn't James Cook, but that's who I wanted it to be. He went right before us at that pick. Who knows if that would have been you know, whatever. But we got to see. We just got to see what's going on. Faithful from birth. Appreciate it, man. He says, hope your recovery is going well. It is, man. It is. And, you know, let's go to the next guy. Let's talk about Danny Gray. Thank you, Tommy. He says, the scouting on Danny Gray is bad. I hope to prove it wrong. Yeah. Here's what I would say about being a wide receiver for the 49ers.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
You don't have to be the guy. You don't have to be the number one, number two, or number three guy. You come in, what is something that he does? It's speed. Speed. And so you want to stretch the field vertically over the top, he does that. You slants, which Kyle Shanahan loves, guess what? He does that. You get him the ball in space, and he's already at full speed, he can do some crazy, crazy damage. So, yeah, that one's going to be an interesting one. I liked Danny Gray. Third round was early for me, but just because I say it's early, they weren't picking till the end of the fourth round. Or I guess it was the middle of the fourth round, but there was a decent number of picks before there, and so they took it. You know, another thing that I thought was a crazy takeaway, 0 trades. Shanahan and Lynch love to bounce up and down, nothing, just absolutely nothing, which baffles me. But, hey, the trades that they have done in the past did not pan out. Traded up for Dante Pettis, didn't work out. Traded up for Trey Sermon, doesn't look like it's worked out. And another thing I will say about that Tyrion Davis Price pick, I think it means Trey Sermon. Scary. That's all I got to say. Not that you write him off because he's so cheap, you're going to keep him on the roster for sure on that rookie contract. But, man, number three running back is where he kind of looks. Because, again, the rookies will get that shot first, especially at that running back position. I think that's important. So, man, Brian Carter, thank you so much, man. You crushed it. Draft coverage, he was awesome, man. So thank you, Brian. Appreciate you, man. Love this. Now, Tony, he says best draft ever. I'm not there yet, but if you count Debo as that first round pick and Trey Lance as that first round pick, those are two huge positives, right? Because we traded draft assets from this year to go up to get Trey last year. So that still weighs, that's got to go on the balance and the scale at some point, for this draft class and how you measure it. Because we don't get Trey Lance if we didn't use that capital. We didn't trade Debo Samuel. And, again, I'm seeing all the stuff out there. He's not happy, whatever else. Guys, don't fall into the same trap that everybody else keeps falling into just because they're learning your lesson, man. We've been telling you he ain't going anywhere. If they didn't trade Debo the first day, they sure as hell are not going to trade him now. Well, what are they going to get for him now? A player-for-player trade? Those are very, very rare, especially at that level. And all those teams that were really wide receiver needy are not now. Detroit Lions traded up for their wide receiver, Jameson Williams. Jets got their wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, right? Titans got their guy, Trey Lambert. Like, Eagles traded for their guy. Like, there's no, just no. It's all positioning for contractual negotiations, and that's all it's going to be. I hate that the agent keeps going through with this, but we're going to be all right. Tommy, man, Burford. Yeah, Burford was a fun guy. And, you know, a very, very good fit. What's he going to play? They keep going with these guard-tackle hybrid players. The position of football that Kyle Shanahan wants, it's interesting. It's interesting. Well, because we got a lot of those guys, right? And, you know, the only true center that we got was, which I do think Spencer Burford can play center. He hasn't done it. But let's see. I'll say this. Alex Mack, I think, is coming back. I think he is. Just because, again, why would you not touch a center? Maybe they didn't have anybody that thought could fill in. But, I mean, it's just incredible because there were a lot of centers on the board. You know, I think Fortner was one of the guys that went right before us in the second round at pick 61. Maybe that was somebody they were high on. But, man, they – I don't know. I really do think that they're happy with the center position because, one, if Alex Mack retires, Daniel Brunskill is going to move over to center. No doubt about it. Now you have, I think, eight guards. You have eight guys that can play guards on this roster. I mean, you can just go down the list. Good gosh. But you have Brunskill, but I think he would go to center. Jalen Moore, Colton McKivitz. Obviously Aaron Banks, who you drafted last year, all the guys that you got, Mercer, Burford, even, you know, the 6'6 guy, I don't want to mess up his name. I got to get used to this one. Out of Fordham, Nick Zekilj, like, he could play guard. They said that they like him at guard as well. And so there's so many guards. So you solidify the center position, Daniel Brunskill. I think that's what it's going to be. I am not, like, head over heels with this draft class. But, again, if you look at the title of this, it's an upside draft. So many of these players are projections. So many of these players are potential picks. So many of these players are transitional players to new positions. That I don't like. And, again, you know, people want to call me a homer or whatever. My biggest critique of this front office since they showed up 5 years ago, they play people out of position. And they think that they're smarter than other people, and they think that they can manipulate players to learn new positions. It hasn't worked out that way. It really, really hasn't. So if that's, you know, if you're trying to say, all right, what's the one thing you should be concerned about? Is, yeah, like, you don't have a lot of huge production players that are going to be playing similar roles and positions that they did in college. And so that's an issue. That's an issue. Will it pan out? This goes into kind of the Kyle Shanahan redshirt philosophy. Most of these guys aren't going to start. We have an incredible roster. The depth is great. So these are going to be guys that you are betting hit, not necessarily week one or even week 10, maybe week one next year. And that's what we're going to see with this draft classes or last year's draft class, right? Now you got Banks. Now you got Trey Sermon. What's he going to look like? You got Trey Lance. You got all these guys who didn't get much PT last year. Because they were redshirted, they're going to get their chance now. And so I think that's where we are. This is huge upside. It's all about potential. And so, again, whenever you say those words, potential just means you ain't done it yet. And a lot of the production's not up there. But, you know, if there's one pick that I was in love with, it was 61. You know, if you were watching us live, I was calling for the trade up. And he was one of the guys. It was him and Nick Benito that I thought that were perfect fits and they'd trade up. And, you know, Lynch even said they were thinking about trading up for Jackson, but patience won the day and they were able to get him. How much of that's true, I don't know. I think every GM is going to say, oh, we had him as a first-round player on our board, whoever the hell they pick. But anyway, that's what it is. I just wanted to jump on before I get on this flight, which I got to bounce here, and just want to say thank you for all the support. Incredible weekend, man. And, of course, you know, we're not stopping. We got all the videos, Patreon breakdowns. Give me one day to spend some time with the fam and relax. I got finals this week, too, teaching. So I'll get that taken care of. But, yeah, don't worry. Film's going to be coming your way shortly. Head over to Patreon if you haven't already. Go check that out. Until next time, and I'll be in a new, different state next time we talk. Stay strong, Faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.